This is Kyle Bugis' Search for Truth. You know what I think is funny? Every now and then you hear people talking about re-education camps, re-education camps, re-education camps. We're going to be sent to re-education camps. And all these people are panicking about re-education camps. They think, oh yeah, they're going to round us up and they're going to take us to camps. Well, the reality is they don't even need to. They don't need to do that right now because we are actually living in virtual re-education camps right now. If you have one of these, if you have a smartphone and you're on Facebook or you're on Twitter or you're on Google or you're on Apple or any of these mainstream sites, you are being re-educated right now as we speak. What are you talking about, Kalabukas? You're saying, what are you talking about? Well, it's simple. What they're showing you on these devices is not reality. It's not the truth. It is what they want you to think the truth is. What they want you to think the truth is. I'll give you an example. If you go and look up exactly how many gay individuals there are, what percentage, now if you, let me ask you that question. What percentage of America do you think is gay? What percentage of America do you think is gay? So if you watch cultural, you know, popular culture, and if you were on news feeds and you're on Facebook and you're on Google and you're on Apple and all these mainstream media feeds, if you're on these mainstream media feeds all the time, what percentage of the United States would you believe is gay? 15%? 20%? 30%? I mean, I've asked a number of people this question and they all give me a number between 20 and 30%. Do you know what the actual number of gay men is in the United States? That's right, folks, 2%. Now, I'm not saying anything about gay men. I'm not saying anything that's negative about gay men, gay women, or LGBTQ, or any of that stuff. I'm not saying anything negative about that. What I'm trying to use that example as a perception that you are getting from the virtual re-education camp, which is telling you, or it's making you feel, making you think that the numbers of gay individuals are higher than they actually are. Now, I don't necessarily, I could do the same for tall people, white people, short people, brown people, no matter what it is. This world, this virtual world that the mainstream media has created for you to live in has a certain framework. And this certain framework is all about behavioral change. It's not about the truth. It's not about reality. It's not about getting you to understand what the truth is and digging down to the facts of the matter. It's about re-educating you to make you think that reality is different from what it actually is. Because reality is real. But what you're being fed is not real. It is a virtual world that they wish us to live in. And they're feeding this virtual world to you, and they're making you believe in things that are not true, that are simply not true. So if you are interested in the truth, you can't be on these media sites because they're never going to feed you the truth. Anything that's anywhere near the truth is not going to be allowed in your inbox. And that is why there's so much canceling going on. Anyone who tries to speak the truth, or the truth that goes against their narrative, is going to be canceled. So you're never going to see that. So when people say, oh, they're going to send us to re-education camps, we're already in re-education camps, people. We're already in re-education camps. We just don't know it because we're in this loving cocoon of this bubble that we feel is so awesome and it's exactly what we want and how we believe the world to be. And that's not reality. We're already living in a virtual re-education camp. And when you understand that, when you finally truly understand that we're living in a virtual re-education camp, you have to understand that everything that's coming down the pipe, everything that you see in your feed, everything that's coming at you, you have to question. Everything must be questioned. Because in this virtual re-education camp, you need to question it if you want to continue to remain a seeker of truth.